evening, everybody. We learned the first two blot, the Inyanim of the first two blot in Tiferes. And I spoke a little bit about the last line in the Tosfos on Gimel and Beis, the long Tosfos. So the last line, they disagreed with Rashi. Let's see again the Gemara. The Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, Mary Barachel, made a shutvis with a nochri in order to avoid the whole din of Bechor Behemot Torah, because he was afraid that someone would violate the isagiz of Avodah. You're not allowed to make a mum, and Kol Zman doesn't have a mum, you can't sheft it because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's a takola. So he made a shutvis sakum, because he was afraid that someone's going to violate the Iskagiz Avaida. Someone's going to be Nana from the Behemoth. So the Gemara says, and he was punished, and all of his Behemoths died. Kola Chebasa de Rabner Barcha, he was punished, Menashamayim. Gemara asks, why was he punished? V'ham Rab Yude, it's the, in the Gemara, the bottom of Gimelam and Beis, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. So Gemara said, the Amr Rabbi Yude, Multa Ladam Lahatal Mum Bechor Kodim Shiyetz Labe Ha'ela. The Bechor is only, Bechor the Hema Torah is only Kodesh Meirechem after it's born. Kol Zman is not born, it's not Kodesh yet. So if someone can put his hand with a knife into the Rechem of the aim of the mother, you got to put in a knife, you can kill the Uber. So you'll have a Hefzid. For sure I have said. But if he knows what he's doing, he can be matal mum without making a hefsid. So Gemara says, if you know how to do that, it's permissible. Mutalad mahatal mum bepchor. Is it din kol mum la yebo lo yahayebo? The Gemara interprets. You're not allowed to cause. Not allowed to be matal mum. Gemara has a whole discussion. Even if it already is a bal mum, maybe there's still an iser. Matal mum bebal mum. Even though it already has a mum and it's already Mutter to shechted bachut, maybe there's still another risk. All the other karbonas, if it gets a mum, you have to be paida. Except for pchor, a maisa behema, you don't have to be paida. Once it gets a mum, you can shech the chutz lebes amin. These are the only two karbonas. Interesting, these are the only two where you don't need kedushas bet. The pchor is kodesh me'elov, it's kodesh me'rechem, when it's born, it's kodesh. Maisa behema also, you don't have to do a hakdosh, you have to count 1 to 10. But then the Gemara says, Asir me'elu b'kodesh, the 10th one, let's say you only have 10. And they go out, 1, 2, 3, go out, and 9 went out, and the 10th one sits there, does want to go out. And you didn't declare. He said 8, 9, and the 10th one didn't move. Asir me'elu b'kodesh. If you have 11, or more than 11, then you don't know which one is going to be the 10th one that's going to go out outside of the corral. But if you know which one is the 10th one, there are only 10. You know which one, 10? Asir me'elav kodesh. It doesn't have kedushas pet. Maybe there's a connection between the two. Maybe the only time you have to be paid of the hegdish when it gets a mum kavua is if there was a kedushas pet. If it's kodesh me'elav, then stop. You're allowed to shech the chutz l'migdash. But whatever, that's the din. So so the Gemara says that Rameh Baruch was punished by Hashemayim and all of his behemoths died. Gemara said, what did he do wrong? He permitted to do a harama. So the Gemara says, to do a harama, making a mum before it's born, that'll help you, that you don't have to wait till it gets a mum. But in Bechor Behemot Torah, there are two dinim. It has Kedusha HaKrova, and his manazet is not based on the Kedusha. He can't be makrovin, he can't be matal mum, he can't shecht it without a mum, so you're going to be stuck. So to make a mum, his manazet makes sense. His manazet, it's not right to make a mum. In the normal course of events, you'll be makrovin as a korban and based on the Kedusha. So that's not right, but his manazet, the ben kovako, you can't be makrovin as a korban. And it's going to be a takola, so to be matal mum, his manazet, before it's born, that's right. After it's born already, then it's not permissible. It's already a korban. Kol mum layebo lo yahayebo. You're not allowed to cause it to have a mum. But the Gemara says to make a shutva sakam cancels both dinim of b'chora. Not only the kedushas b'chora vis-a-vis hakrova, but the matnas kuna. B'chora behematora is one of the 24 matnas kuna. So we have a shutva sakam, so you cancel it completely. That's how the Gemara says. The first white line in the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Even the aspect of Matnas Kunya canceling. So that's not right to do. So the Gemara says, maybe that's why he was punished. The Gemara says on that first line, the boy same, and if you want, you can say a different explanation. Ramer Barachel made a shut for Sakam and he made a kinyan with the Nochri. He sold it. So the Gemara says, Ramer Barachel, Yodalak no kinyan gomor. He knew how to make a kinyan with the guy. But the onlooker, Chazile Inish Achrine, another person was watching when Mary Baruchel made the kinyan with the Nochri, who's Makna, one of the ears to the Nochri, and the other person didn't understand. Chazile Inish Achrine, and he did the same thing. The Sober, and he thought mistakenly, the onlooker made a mistake and thought, Mary Baruchel, thought he just said a bunch of words. He didn't realize that he made a kinyan with the Nochri. So the onlooker mistakenly was nichshal because of him. He thought, so the other balabas, Rabbi Baruchel was not a balabas. He was a Talmud Chacham. The other one was a balabas and he made a mistake. So he thought, you just tell a guy, I'm makna to you, a shutvis, you own the ear of the behemoth. That's Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and the Ramam and Hilchas Mechira. The first line in the Ram Hilchas Mechira is, Ein HaMekech Nikne B'dvarim. Just by making an oral declaration, you can't transfer ownership, not by karka, not by metalpolim. In New York State, I was told by lawyers that if you want to sell metalpolim, you can imakna the metalpolim bidvorim to someone else. You don't even need a maisa kinyan. If it's karka, then you have to have a maisa kinyan. But metalpolim is nikta bidvorim. But we say both karka and metalpolim either could be nikta bidvorim. So that's where Rashi translates. Milsa means a word. So Rashi writes, Milsa hu diavad, Milsa biyama bedibur. The onlooker, Inish Achrini, was watching, Chazile was watching, and he misunderstood. He thought, Rav Baruchel just said to the guy, I'm makna to you a shutvus in the animal, in the mother, and shine, or in the uber, and shine. And that's not correct, because he really need kinyan, shine. So he was punished because it's in a certain sense, this is Marisayim. There are two dinim in Marisayim. There's one dinim that's there. I go into a restaurant that has a very shvacha hashgacha. I would never eat anything there, but I go in to buy Coca-Cola. People are going to see, Rabbi walked into the restaurant, must be kosher. So they're going to think that the echshav is good. So that Marisayim is an isa mitam, lifneiver. It's not lifneiver, bekumdi, I say, if I give you trefe salami to eat, I tell you, you eat it, it's kosher, and it's not kosher. That's outright lifneiver. Here, I'm minding my own business. I'm making a kinyan with the Nochri, but the onlooker doesn't realize it. So the onlooker thinks that I just said a bunch of words. I told the Nochri, I give you a shutvus in the Uber, and the onlooker thinks he can do the same thing just by making an oral declaration. So that's a marasayin sort of b'shevi al tase. I didn't do a maisa specifically to mislead him, but because I didn't explain myself well enough, so the onlooker may be nechshal. So that's lifneiver b'shevi al tase. Then there's another kind of lifne. Then there's another kind of marasayin. Not that I'm going into a restaurant that has a poor hashgacha, and people are going to think that it's kosher because a rabbi goes in to eat there. They don't realize I'm just going in to buy a Coca-Cola. It's a trefa restaurant, so they're going to think poorly of me. They're going to think, what a hypocrite. He goes around with tzitzis for the yarmulke. He acts like a rabbi, and look, when no one's watching, he goes in and eats in a trefa restaurant. So that's that's like... Rav Soloveitchik told over this story that they said that he was once going on a train and someone in the same cabin struck up a whole conversation with him. So he asked him, where are you going? So he said, he's going to Radin. So he said, oh, do you know the holy tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim, the tzaddik Hador? So the Chofetz Chaim felt very uncomfortable. What's he going to say? That's me? So he said, yeah, he knows him. So he started asking him, is he such a tzaddik? Is he this? Is he that? So the Chofetz Chaim felt so uncomfortable, kept on knocking everything down. So the other balabas didn't realize that he was a Chofetz Chaim. So he said to him, ah, chutzpah that you have, you're mevazeh the tzaddik hador, mevazeh the Chofetz Chaim. So when he came to Radin, so the Chofetz Chaim ran off of the train. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to tell a person. He felt so uncomfortable from the conversation. So that evening, he went to shul to daven mincha. So that balabas came to shul to the yeshiva. Chavos Chaim davening in the yeshiva in Rad. And he saw the man, the train, went to the Mizrach Vant, and he davened by his tender. So he realized he was a Chavos Chaim, so he walked over and he apologized why he was angry at him. He didn't realize that he was a Chavos Chaim. So the Chavos Chaim said, no, it was my own fault. I wrote so much about Lashon Hara, I made such a campaign about Lashon Hara, I never wrote about this such an obvious din that not only are you not permitted to tell Lashon Hara about someone else, you're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara about yourself. A person is not the balabos on his own reputation, that he should have the right to ruin his own reputation. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that story about the Chofetz Chaim, that's the din of Maris Chaim. You're not allowed to do something which will mislead the onlooker to believe that you're doing an aveira, because you are not the balabas on your reputation. You have the right to ruin your own reputation. So these are really two different kinds of Maris Chaim. The Stechemer talks about this. He quotes a lot of Achang. Stechemer is an encyclopedia that was written 100 years ago by Asfardi, Rav Chaim Cheskin Medini. So he quotes a lot about this, about the two kinds of Maris Chaim. One Maris Chaim is, in a certain sense, Alif Na'iver. You're going to cause other people will think that you did only Dibur, and you really didn't do Dibur. You made a Kenyan. You made a bona fide Kenyan. So you're misleading other people. But it's not the Alif Na'iver B'kum Yaseh. I'm minding my own business. I didn't plan in advance to be Machshel somebody. It turned out, I wasn't careful, so it turned out like that. But it's also Alif Na'iver. And the other Maris Chaim is Mitam Lashon Hara.
So Rav Schechter, we have a mitzvah also to be Dan Lechav Sfus. So why can't I assume that I'll go ahead to the non kosher restaurant, I'll have a Coca Cola, and the other Jews who see me, they should be Dan Lechav Sfus and assume I'm going to have a Coca Cola and not anything else.
Right, because we know that most people are weak in that mitzvah being Dan Lechav Sfus. So we know that a lot of people will not be Dan Lechav Sfus. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people will not. So here, in discussing this Gemara, there's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what was the bona fide kinyan that Meri Baruch made? Meri Baruch Yodah Laknoi Kinyan Gom. He knew how to make a correct kinyan. So Rashi says, Rashi says, the onlooker thought he only made Dibur, and he didn't think Netel Damak. He didn't realize that he's getting paid to have the Shutfis. And really, Mary Baruch got paid by the Goy. The bona fide Kenyan on the Metaltalim, you sound like a Behema with an Uber. So the bona fide Kenyan is Mo'os. Since when is the bona fide Kenyan Mo'os? So that's what Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos quotes the Gemara, the last line in this long thesis. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara understands from the word whatever Kenyan works on the Talmud, whenever you're selling, a Jew is selling to a Jew, whichever Kenyan works, it's going to be the opposite Kenyan, it's going to be a different Kenyan if you're selling to a Nochri. So which Kenyan works Minatora if he's selling a Jew is selling to another Jew? So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. That's a machlokes in Perek Hazor, machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Emesh Lokesh. Rabbi Yechon has Bar Torah and Minatora Mois Koinis. When you pay for the Metaltalim, if you paid in full, you koinah the Metaltalim. Why do we call it Mois? By Karka, you say Karka's name is Bekesef of Bishtar of Chazoka. How come over there you call it Kesef and over here you call it Mois? So Rav Soloveitchik had a fantastic shiur on the Rambam, and we found that Rav Shach has in his sefer the exact same biur in the Rambam, word for word, everything exactly the same. Interesting. A lot of times Rav Shach has exactly the same as Rav Soloveitchik. There's only one way to read the Gemara, the Rambam. Yeah. So they both point out that Karka's nicknis the Kesef. Let's say the karka is worth $5 million and I give one pruta. So I'm kind of the karka, even though I only gave one pruta, we made it up, I'm kind of, and I owe you the rest of the money, I'll pay it out. If I buy something and it turns out I never ever pay for it, then it's a glowing milsim afreh, then it never belonged to me. But ultimately, if I do pay, so then I was kind of the whole karka taken in the arm, and I gave karka, I think it's bekesef, B'shavaputa, b'pruta, b'shavaputa, even though the karka is clearly worth $10 million. But v'atara, mo'es kainas, mo'es means to the extent that you pay. So if I buy an automobile that costs, let's say, $50,000, and I pay the full amount in cash, I pay them the full $50,000, then you say mo'es kainas. But if you're going to give a pruta or a shavaputa, that's kesef, that's not mo'es, that's kesef. That's the famous machloikis, the taz and the sma in Chosh Mishpat. When you say karka is nikhnas bekesef, does it mean you've paid the meha mekach? You paid the meha mekach? What do you mean? But the karka is worth millions. So you mean it was like a milva the rest? So like a milva. Or they say, no, it's a formality. Karkas nikna mekesef is not piran de meha mekach. So the Sma says, the Sma is the Nearest Einai. That's the standard pirush by the author of the Drisha Prisha on the tour. So he wrote a commentary on Rabbi Shua Fal Kaklein. He wrote a commentary on the Choshimish, but the Shach is also a claim, Sipsi claim. So that's why they call Choshimish, but it's called Teres Kohanim. The Mechab and the Ramo, neither of them were Kohanim, but the Shach and the Sma, both Kohanim, so on the first page in the Chosh Mishpat, called the Torah's Kohanim, because the Kohanim took over, the Sma with the Shach took over the commentaries there. Then they have more commentaries on the Pesachai Chuz, the eight of all the others, but the two main commentaries are the Sma and the Shach. So the Sma says that Karka's Niknas B'Kesed means that it's Piron, the Me'am Mekach. And the Taz is not happy with that. And he says, how can you say that? When you get married, and it's learned that from Gezeirah Shavah, just like Karkas Niknas B'Kesef, just like Avraham Avinu purchased Maros HaMachpelah by paying cash to Ephron Achiti, so too, you can be Mekadosh Anisha B'Kesef. So when are you going to say he pays the value of the wife? When you get married, you give the girl a ring, a $200 ring. That's not piron de mea mekach. That's the value of the wife. No. The wife is either priceless or worthless, but she's not worth $200. You can't talk about piron de mea mekach. There's no shavius. When you buy karka on the talklam, you have ownership, so you can say piron de mea mekach. By kiddushin, there is no piron de mea mekach. So just like by kiddushin, the Taz argues, it's a double poshut that it's kesef kinyan, it's just a formality. You're not paying the shavis of the isha. So too, since you learned that kiddushin kesef is derived from karka niknas b'kesef, so that sheds light. That shows that when you koine the karka the kesef, it's also not piron de mea mekach. That's the taina of the taz. That's the machlokes the taz and the shach. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The taz is right by karka. But if he's selling the Talklim and you're all like Rabbi Yechanan and the Vatora, Mois Koina is. So Mois means, like this Ma said, Piron de Mea Mekach. And they had a Gemara and Perek HaZohav that was mashma like that very much. And the Rambam is very much mashma like that. Yeah, the Rav Shach and the Rav, they have the same Rambam said. Makes a chilek between Vatora, Mois Koina is by the Talklim, as opposed to Karkas Niknas B'Kesef. Karkas Niknas B'Kesef is a formality. And the Talklin Mois Kainis means the Piron de Mea Mekach. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Shita, the Dartara Mois Kainis, and the Rabbonim that made a takana that if you pay cash from the Talklin, even though you're Kainim and Atari, once you're Kainim, you can't back out, neither the Mocha nor the Lakeach. But the Rabbonim, they gave you the right to back out. The Gemara has a whole explanation why Shem Yamanisuf Chitech Abalapia. So if you back out, though, you get a Mishapora. Until the time that you make a Mishicha. You make a Mishicha, Hagboa, Hachnosa, Lushu, so that's only kind of Midr Rabbonim. And Atorah, Dvar Torah, Mois Kainis, and Midr Rabbonim, they allow you to back out to break the Kenyan. Kozman, you didn't back out, the Kenyan was Chal. But they allow you to back out, and if you do back out, Bezna will punish you with a Mishapora. They'll actually curse you. And once he picks the Agbonim Shicha, he can't back up. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Vatara, Mois Kainis, when a Jew is selling to a Jew, it says, Chesim Karmim Kalam Yisecha, Yisrael is selling to Yisrael, then it's one kinyan. What kinyan is that? That's talking about metalpolim, because the din akonam yada misacha goes dabar nikten yad liyad. It's talking about metalpolim, and the pasuk said osanu ishes reyehu. There's a din of ainoa, and when a mayat karka from ainoa, there's no din of ainoa the karkos. Yeah, the pasuk in the end of chumash vayikra gives the example. If you're selling, a stay achuza in Eretz Yisrael to someone else, so he's only going to have it until Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Let's say it's 5 years before Yovel. So when it's going to come Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, so does Chosuz La Baleim the Yovel. It goes back to the original owner. So the pasuk says the Chumash, you should only charge according to how many years there are left till the Yovel. Shouldn't charge too much because of Einor. So the Ramban HaChumash poses the question, how can the Tanoim say in the Mishnah Ainoa LeKarkos? The original example that the Chumash gives is Ainoa LeKarkos. So how do they darshan from the Pasuk? Kisimka. We're talking about Metaltalim. And it says, L'sonu isha sochib. So there's only Ainoa about Metaltalim. There's not Ainoa about Karka. How can you say Ainoa LeKarkos? The Pasuk gives the Mashal by the Moicher shouldn't charge too much. The Lekech shouldn't fool the Moicher into selling it for less. He's only selling the Karka for a few years. So Ramban HaChumash is that Kasha. The Ramban answers that this is where the Chachamim came up with the idea that there are Tzvei Dinim in Ainoa. There's an Isar Ainoa, and then there's a penalty of Ainoa. The night happened in Perek Hazov, if you sold the top limb to someone else and you overcharged, or the Lekech fooled the Moicher and he underpaid, so there's a penalty. So if I overcharge Shtus, exactly Shtus is all range. It's not a precise amount of money. So if I overcharge Shtus, then is the Mekach is Chal, and there's a penalty, Machzor, and you have to reimburse the Lekech how much money he cheated him. Or the Lekech has to reimburse the Mekach how much money he cheated him. And if it's Yes and Shtus, and if he cheated, one cheated the other one more than Shtus, so then Batal Mekach, the one who is Nisan, has the right to back out like Gamre. So the Ramban HaChumash asks, where did the Tanaim come up with this idea that there's a penalty? It's not Pasuk HaChumash that says that there's a penalty. So he said, the answer is, they got it from this theory. The Chumash gives it the example of the din of Ainoa by Karkoes. You should charge when you're selling a stay achuzah, and you're going to get it back when it comes 5 years from now. Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, going to get it back. So the example the Chumash gives is Al Tana Isha Sachiv. Don't cheat. Don't rip him off in the price. And on the other hand, you have a pasuk Miyadi, Kona Miyada Misacha Davar Nikta Miyad Liad, that the din of Ainoa only applies to Metalpolim, doesn't apply to Karka, so it's a steer. So the answer is, I said, that's Tzvei Dinim. There are two Dinim in Ainoa. There's a prohibition and there's a penalty. So the prohibition does apply to Karka, but the penalty only applies to Metalpolim. So that's where the Chazal got this idea in the first place, that there is a penalty. The same thing, Ainoa lehegdeshes. Me'ana misecha prat lehegdesh. What do you mean? It's permissible to cheat hegdesh? Gemara says, you're not allowed to cheat hegdesh. Ainoa lehegdesh means the penalty doesn't apply. Hegdesh of emanah shechila shaviputa mechulo b'di'evet. Someone has paid the hegdesh. Hegdesh was worth $100,000, and he gave $1. He gave one pruta to be kind of the hegdesh. Gemara says mechulo, but lachatchil b'zman amigdesh. You're not allowed to do it. B'zman is, let's say, some foolish person was magdish something. So what use does hegdesh have with it now? It's going to cause meila. So the Gemara says, you have to, a magdishim is manazet, is banshein, a magdish kam, you're not allowed to be magdish anything. You're just going to cause a mikshal, you're going to cause a takola. Someone's going to violate mi'ilah, someone's going to be nenemen a hegdish b'shei. So the Gemara says, if someone was magdish something, you should be paid it on a pruta and throw the pruta into the Yama Melech. Why you paid on a pruta? Because what I should put, take $1 million. Someone is magdish a house that's worth $1 million. I should be put on $1 million in the Yama Melech to destroy it. Hegdish is not going to lose anything. Whether I'm going to be put on a penny, I put down $1 million. Hegdish is not going to lose. I'm just wasting more money. So if Hegdish is not going to lose, then there's no Isra Ainoa. But the question is, why not say batal mekach? The egg, this is worth $1 million, and I gave $1. So that's way, yes, a mishtus, so that's the answer. And yes, a mishtus, the whole kinyan is not called batal mekach. So that's what the Gemara says, no, and no ala hegdeshes, the penalty does not apply. The same thing by akum. We're learned that in the word lamisecho, pratla akum, eno no ala akum. Eno no ala akum doesn't mean you're allowed to cheat the nochri. That's what the Rashash points out. The lotion of the Shulchan Aruch is misleading. It sounds from the Shulchan Aruch as if it were permissible to cheat the nochri. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to cheat the nochri. The Isur applies. All the Isur ben al machaver. You're not allowed to cheat the nochri. The penalty doesn't apply. The Mishkan HaZayikav has such a tshuva. Mishkan HaZayikav was a Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the early Talmidim and Volozhiner Yeshiva. So he has a tshuva. A Jew sold a boat to a Nochri, and he overcharged them something terrible. So the Nochri made a kinyan on the boat, and he hadn't yet paid the money. And then the Nochri found out that the amount that he asked for was way more than the going rate. So he said, I'm not going to pay that amount. So he said, you're mechuyif to pay. So he said, I'm going to go to court. So the Jew says, I'm not allowed to go to court. That's not true. A Jew is not allowed to take another Jew to court. But if a goy takes a Jew to court, he's allowed to go to court. There's no way. You see, the Jew says, not allowed to go to court, he has to go to Bezin. I'll be happy to go to Bezin. No normal Bezin in the world, no normal rabbi in the world is going to tell me I have to pay 5 times what the boat is worth. That's ridiculous. So they went to the local rabbi, and the local rabbi said, Eina no la'akum, that the goy has to pay this exorbitant amount. So the goy asked, is there a higher court that you can go to? So they said, yeah, Rabbi Yankala Kalina, the Mishkan is Yankov. So they sent him to Shaila. And he was recognized as a bigger Pesach than the local rabbi. So he wrote back a tshuva that's printed in Mishkan is Yankov. Chel Chosh Mishkan said, no, there are two dinim. There are two dinim, there's a prohibition of Aino, and there's a penalty of Aino. Aino no lak means there's no penalty. But the prohibition is there. So he says, over here, the Mishkan is Tankev writes, the goy made a kinyan on the boat, but he didn't pay yet. So he says, the rabbi who's going to make him pay will be in violation of Aino. You're making the goy pay 5 times as much as what the boat is really worth. That's ridiculous. The goy doesn't have to pay. If he paid already, but he had it, then there's no penalty that you have to be machzor to Aino. You don't have the penalties. All three are like that. Ein ano la karkoyes, ein ano la hegdeshes, and ein ano la akum. All three, it means that the penalty of ano doesn't apply, but the isum ano does apply. That's what the Rashash writes there in the beginning of the second parak of Mecharis. La misecha ata machzor ano vi ata machzor ano la akum. That's the loshon of Gemara. And you'd give him on the base. So he says, you see from the Gemara that akum was nismai from the knas. The penalty that the Torah makes, la misach atamachzor ano, the atamachzor ano le'akum, but the isur of ano does apply to akum. That's what the Mishkan HaZayikav writes. It's saying it was before Mishkan HaZayikav was the Lord Barab Chaim Volozhiner. So the Gemara says on your Gimel Amud Beis that the last line in this long text was on Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds about Torah metalim and nicknim. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan Bar Torah Moed Kanis. He holds the Tatma nickname b'mishicha or b'hagboah. That's only if Yisrael is selling to another Yisrael. But if Yisrael is selling to a Nochri, then we might from the word lamisecha b'chada la'akum b'chada. If you sell to another Jew, then it's nickname b'hagboah. But if you're selling to a Nochri, then it's nickname b'kesef. Nickname moist, but Torah moist, fine. So Tosfos Taina, how do you paskin? Whenever there's a machlokes of Yochanan Mishlokish, how do you paskin? So there's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara says, in the many disputes between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for 3 cases. Means Amarayim took a vote over the years. And it turned out that the consensus vote was, not that they decided we're always going to vote Democrats, we're always going to vote Republicans, we're always going to vote like Rabbi Yochanan. You don't always vote like Rabbi Yochanan. You consider the issue in each case independently, and you decide whether you think Rabbi Yochanan is right or Mishlokish. As it turned out, in all of the many disputes, the ruba of the disputes, the consensus always was like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. So Tosfos says, so the din, that's the last two words in the Tosfos. Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan Kaimalon. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav. He says, whenever there's a machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish, the consensus was that we always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases, and this is not one of the three cases. So Rashi is a teller. Rashi writes, Rav Meir bar Achav is mocked into the Nachri. Neitel Domov. What does it help Neitel Domov? Dvar Torah Moeskain is by two Yisraelim. If he passes like Rav Yechanan, he holds Dvar Torah Moeskain is by two Yisraelim. Kesev is kind of, but what if he's selling to a Nachri, then you need Mashiach. But that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds, he shouldn't have said Nachri, so he should have said Mashiach. So that's the famous machlekes. How do you sell metalfalim to a nachri? We, years ago, many Jews were used to be in the business of raising cattle. But now, everybody has chametz, kodem ha-pesach, and you sell a chametz. When you sell a chametz, how do you sell it? So chametz is metalfalim, and which can you work? So it's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi holds, in this case, we pass like Rish Lakish. Ma pitom, why all of a sudden Rashi holds, we pass like Rish Lakish? The Gemara says in Yavam Islam Abab, the Rava says the consensus was in the many disputes, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara, the same Rava who says in Yavam is that we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases. So Rava says in Bob Mitzi and Perak Azov, Kro umasnita Messiah Leila Resh Lokesh. There's a way to read the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. When it talks about Hashem Gzeilos, the end of Parshas Vayikra, so the Mashmos of the Pasuk sounds like Rish Lakish, and then there's a Tosefta in Me'ila that sounds like Rish Lakish. So that's where Rava says, Kro Amasnita Messiah Leila Rish Lakish. So Rashi said, even though Rava is the one who said in Yevam Islam and Vav that we always pass on like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, except for three cases, but here's the fourth case. Rav himself, the same Rav, is the one who says, Kroa Masnita, Messiah Leila Rish Lakish. So it's a Rashi also, we pass like Rish Lakish. The Dvar Torah, Mashiach Mufuresh, Mashiach in Hagboa Akoina, by two Yisrael, and so the Mele, if Yisrael is selling the Chametz to the Nachri, so you kind of went moist to the extent that the Goy paid. If the Goy paid, yeah. So that's the Shaila. How do you sell the Chametz to the Goy? So according to Rashi, the Goy pays money is kind of the Chomet. According to Tosfos says, when Rav said in Perakah of Kro Masnita Messiah Leila Rish Lakish, he meant L'chaira, the superficial mashmos of the Pasuk and the superficial reading in the Tosefta and the Ila sounds like Rish Lakish is right, but we can easily farenfer that mashmos. So that's what Rabbi Natan says. Rav doesn't contradict what he said in Yevamos. In Yevamos, Rava says, there are only three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish, and this is not one of them. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Kaimalon. That's the last three words in Tosfos. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that Vatora Moes Kainis by two Yisraelim, and if it's a Nachri, a Yisrael is selling to a Nachri, then the Kenyan is going to be a different Kenyan, it's going to be Mashiach. So go, if the rabbi has 100 balabatim and he's selling the chomet, so the goy is going to go to everybody's home and make a hagboa forever. So according to Rabbi Natan, it's not so easy. According to Rashi, it's easy. But even according to Rashi, it's moes hakoinus. Moes not the same as kesef. You can't just give a prutam the kind of all the chomets. You have to pay the full amount of all of the chomets. So that's an issue. Or you have to pay a little bit to Mea Mekach, and then Zeke Vala B'milvah. So it's considered as if you paid everything. Yeah. So that's when we do Mechiras Chametz. We do the same as Mechiras Be'im Mahamav Akeres. The original practice of Mechiras Chametz, the whole institution is patterned after Mechiras Be'im Mahamav Akeres. So we do first Mois. According to Rashi, the Goy was kind of the Chametz already. But according to Rabbi Natan, he's not going. He has to make Hagbon Mashiach. He's not going to go to everybody's house. Not going to go to 100 different houses, make Hagbon Mashiach and all the chametz. He's not shy. So that's why we make additional kinyonim. So we make a kinyon chalipin. Tosfos writes in Kiddushin Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos writes chalipin is good by Nachri. Tosfos quotes like that. So why not just make a chalipin? Chalipin is Bekelev Shalkaina. So the goy should give his handkerchief to the rabbi, and by the rabbis accepting the handkerchief, he gives him ownership of all of the chametz. Some of the rabbis make a mistake when the balabatim are authorizing the rabbi to sell the chametz for them. So the rabbi gives his handkerchief to the balabas, because the rabbi, we pass him the kelev shalkaina. So the rabbi is acquiring the right, the power of attorney. The rabbi is acquiring the ability and the right to sell the chametz for the balabas. So that's a minig that the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Mechira. When you appoint the shliach to do something for you, so the shliach gives a handkerchief to the mishaleach, because that's called kelev shalkaina. The Rambam says it's a minig, mikra din, you don't need it, and it's only to demonstrate, to emphasize that he's really appointing him as a shliach b'lev shalem. Gamar to the Asisi Dovazeh. So the rabbi, who's acquiring the power of attorney on behalf of the balabatim, gives his handkerchief to balabas, because he's the koine. But when the goy is buying the chametz from the rabbi is not supposed to give his handkerchief to the goy. Goy is supposed to give his handkerchief to the rabbi. The goy is the koine. So the kelev shel koine, the goy has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi, and the rabbi gives him ownership of all of the chametz that belongs to the 100 families in his shul. So that's, so according to Rashi, when you make kinyan moetz, it's good. Then we make chalipin. So the Rabbeinu Tam says in Kiddushin, Nav Gimla, chalipin is good, even with between a Jew and a goy. So good. So what do you need anything more? Just do chalipin. The answer is, because the Shach and Chosh Mishpat has an original suggestion. He didn't realize the Ritvo and Kiddushin says the same. It says, V'zos alifonim Yisrael, v'shol afishna l'venosan l'reyehu. The institution of kinyan chalipin is based on the pasuk in Megillas Rus that we read on Shavuos. So Shalav Fishnala, Bekelu Shalakech, Bekelu Shalkaina. So because there's Vazos Lefanim Yisrael, this was the practice by the Jews. So that's what the Shach suggests, and then the Ritva says like that, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks that Chalipin is only Kaina if the Kaina is Jewish. If the Kaina is a Nachri, Chalipin doesn't work. So there's a pick book on the Kesef. Rashi holds the Moes solves all problems. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Rashi. So in addition to the Kinyan Moes, so we make a Kinyan Chalipin, but to Shach and the Ritva hold, Chalipin is no good. So then we make a Kinyan Kefi Dina de Malchus. According to Dina de Malchus, I mentioned before, in New York State, so when you're selling metalplem and you make an oral agreement, even if you didn't make any Maisa Kinyan at all, so if you say, between two Jews, that's a question, whether Kinyanim based on Dinah Machusa work or not. Because we follow Choshen Ishpa, we don't follow Dinah Machusa. But here, one of the two parties is an Achri. An Achri is buying the Chametz from the Israel. So whenever one of the two parties is an Achri, then you do follow Dinah Machusa. So you sell the Chametz to the Achri based on the laws of New York State or New Jersey State, whatever it is, that a Kinyan is called the Dibur alone. But that's a big machloikis in Achreinim, whether a kinyan that's valid, the fidin and the machusa, is that koinim in Atorah, is that only koinim in the Rabbanon? So some hold it's only koinim in the Rabbanon, and when Atorah the Chomet still belongs to the Jew. So the still Chomet still belongs to the Jews. It's only in the Rabbanon that we act as if the Chomet was sold to the Nachrim. So the kinyan and the machusa is questionable. So we make a kinyan kifi minig hamedina. Minig Hamdina is also a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Ezel Neshach. The Gemara says, they used to have a Kenyan that was called Situmta. If you have barrels of beer, the case in the Gemara is, and I'm selling it to different customers, so when they agree to the price, so they used to write down on top of the barrel, this barrel is sold to so-and-so, to Melke. So according to the Minig Hamdina, if you write on the barrel, this barrel was sold to him, or in some fields, in the diamond industry, if you shake hands and you say mazal bracha, so the minig is that constitutes a kinyan. So a hanschlag, if you shake hands, that's a kinyan. So that's what usually when you sell a chametz to the goy, so you shake hands also, that should constitute a kinyan, if you minig hamdina, that's what the Gemara calls situmta. So what do you need all the other kinyan for? Why don't you just make the The answer is that's also a major machlokes achrayim. Whether the kinya situmta that's valid, it's a kinyan in our Torah. Maybe it's only kinyan in the rabbanim. It's only kinyan in the rabbanim. Is when our Torah the chametz still belongs to the shoe, it's still violating balyira by imatzay. So that's why we're still shaking. We're not so sure that we made a valid kinyan. We made already how many kinyanim? We made ma'ois, then we made chalipin, then we made din in the machusa kinyan, kifi din in the machusa, and then we made the kinyan kifi minigas sochrim. He did four kinyanim, and each one has a pickbook. So then we do a fifth kinyan. We make a kinyan chotzer. We not only do we sell the chametz to the goy, we rent the room where all the chametz is located, or we rent the closet where all the chametz is located. The rented closet is karka. So those are gemaras. How do you rent karka to a nochri? And then we make a kinyan chatzer. We say, let the nochri be koine the chatzer with a kinyan chatzer. Some of the nachrani came up with an idea, but this is absolutely wrong. It's against the gemara. Some came up with an idea. Chatzer is only koine if the metaltalim fell into the chatzer after the chatzer belongs to me. But here the metaltalim was sitting in the chatzer, the base of Shal Yisrael. Then we rent the closet, or we rent the room to the nochri, and then we tell the nochri he should be koine the chametz with the kinya chotzer. The chametz was sitting in the chotzer that became his later. The chametz was sitting in the rishus before they sold it to the goy. So that's a beferish gemara that argument is incorrect. Even if the metaltalim was sitting in the chotzer before the lekech acquired ownership of the chotzer, before he rents it. That's still good. It's still a good kinya chotzer. Nu, so make a kinya chotzer, a fartek, so what's the problem? So the Tzais quotes that there's a Shabbos Chulis Nachla Shiva. The Nachla Shiva came up with a wild chiddush that the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia has a question. How does kinya chotzer work? Is chotzer mitam shluchai or chotzer mitam yadai? Is it considered as if a shliach made a kinyan on behalf of the balach chatzer, or is it considered as if the balach chatzer himself made the kinyan? What's an afkamina, psach hakira? What's an afkamina? Mara says whether a chatzer of a cotton, let's say the father died and the kid yarshins everything from the father, so the father had a chatzer, and the davar shel hefker falls into the chatzer. So is a child kind of with a kinyan chatzer or not? The child before bar mitzvah. So that's the question. If chatzah mitam yadai, it's considered as if the bala chatzah made a kinyan. Okay? So whenever there's das acheres makna, the cotton is kind of minatar, so the cotton can be kind of. But if you say chatzah mitam shlucha, it's considered as if a kinyan was made on behalf of the cotton, so then cotton, a cotton, ein shlichas le cotton. So which is the answer? How do we paskan chatzah mitam yadai, chatzah mitam shlucha? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam and the Rif, a strange psak of every day. It's one Loshen in the Gemara. It makes a difference whether the owner of the chotzer is a male or a female. Is it a boy before bar mitzvah, a kotten or a ktana? If it's a boy before bar mitzvah, chotzer, the gavra chotzer of a man is mitam shlucha, and chotzer of a itza, chotzer of a woman, is mitam yoda, because a get, it says, menosam biyoda. Ain't the other yoda. How do you know chatzera is good? How do you know even if the husband puts the get into his wife's own chotzer? His wife has her own chotzer before they got married. She had her own real estate. So Gemara learns that, menosam nikol makom. So if chotzer of a woman is mitam shlucha, so then how can it be good by get? The get is a chayva, is not a schus. And you only say Zachlan Shadafanov if it's a schus, if it's lit chatzah is only kind, if it's lit taibasa, if it's lit rasa, it's not kind. So the Rambam and the Rif, Paskan, the Shulchan Aruch Paskan, very strange. A difference between a man and a woman. The chatzah of a woman is mitam yoda, chatzah of a man is mitam shlucha. So therefore, an afkamina ladina. Chatzah of a cotton would not be kind for the cotton, because the cotton is ain't shlichas le cotton. So the chatzah of a gavra chatzah of a man is mitam shluchai, and a cotton can't have a shliach. A chatzah de itza is mitam yadda, so kana who owns a chatzah will be kind of a dinyan chatzah. Very strange that you have a difference in dini momenus between a man and a woman. Usually we say, Elam mishpatam mishatasim lifnei hem, The women and the men, they have all the dinim of shemesh parah, the same. And then you have a quirk of a din. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in his Haoris on Hilchas Pesach. Because of that, Nachla Shiva, the Chuvish Nachla Shiva raised this issue that since Chatzar of a man is mitam shlucha and ain shlichas lekotin. So if you're selling the chametz to a nochri, just like ain shlichas lekotin, ain shlichas laakum. So the akum won't be kind with the kinyan chatzar. So that's why the Chasam Sofer used to be makbid davka to sell the chametz to a nochris. He wouldn't sell to a male nochri; he would sell to a female. To an achris, so that's what people wonder. He made the anschlag also. He shook hands with the woman, with the non-Jewish woman also. He doesn't say what he did with the other. Did he make all the six kinyonim? So that's our practice that we. This nachal shiv is very difficult. There the fairy shigemaris and masechas of Zara. The Gemara talks about selling kosher wine to an achri. When does the wine belong to the Nachri? So the Gemara said, the Nachri is kind of with the Kinyan Chatzar, the Ferish in the Gemara. If I pour the wine into the barrel of the Nachri, just like Chatzar Shaladim is kind of, so Kelev Shaladim, Chomok Mishes Levishus La'anicham. Let's say the Nachri has his automobile parked in the street, legally parked. The Azarat, not that he's blocking the traffic. He parked on the side of the street where you're allowed to park there. But someone puts something into his automobile, it's kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. Or the Nachri is walking around with a jacket that has pockets. I put something into his pockets. So he's kind of with the Kinyan Chatzar. The Gemara says, if he has an empty barrel, and I pour my wine into his barrel, and I gave him permission to put the barrel in my rishus. So he's kind of with the Kinyan Chatzar. The Gemara says, the Ferish, Chatzar of a Nachri is kind of. So this Nachla Shiva is very difficult. But that's what the Ktzais quoted in Nachla Shiva, and the Ktzais and the Nesivis. They both say they think that it's wrong to have such a chumrah. That a Nachri is not kind of with the Kinyan Chatzar, just like a Kotna is not kind of. We say it's different. A Kotna, if Chatzar de Gavra, Chatzar of the man is mitam shluchai. So you say, ain shlichas le Kotna. But to say, therefore, ain shlichas le Akum, also then ain shlichas le Akum, that's not the same. Ain shlichas le Akum and ain shlichas le Kotna, two different things, they're not the same. By Akam and Shlichas means Shlucha Shaladik Hamasi if you appoint a Shliach. But the Chatzar is not a Shliach. It means the Kinyan was made out of the cotton. But by Ein Shlichas Lakum, it's not the same thing. Chatzar, even a Chatzar Mitam Shlucha will work for a Nachri. Anyway, but that's why we're Chayshish for that Shita also. So we already made five Kinyanim and each Kinyan has a pickbook. So we have a sixth Kinyan. In Kovakov, we're renting the apartment where the Chometz is located. We're renting the apartment where the chometz is located. So, in addition to saying, let the nachri be kind of the chometz with the kinyan chatzar, we say, let the nachri be kind of the chometz with the kinyan agav. And the Gemara said, that's also agav. Not only if I give you ownership of the karka and agav the karka, give you ownership of the chometz, if I rent you the karka and I sell you the chometz, it's also a good kinyan agav. So that's what we do, we make a Kinyan Agam. So the question is, so do a Kinyan Agam. What do we need the other five Kinyanim for? What do we need six Kinyanim for? So that's a big machlaikis, so the Ktzais explains. That's a big machlaikis and Taisis between a Taisis and Baba Kama and Taisis and Kiddushin. Whether Agav is a Kinyan deraisa or not. The whole mocker for the Kinyan Agav is a Pasuk and Sefer Divrei Hayomim. And usually we have a cloud. You cannot establish a din deraisa based on a pasuk in the Maksu. Din deraisa have to be based on pesukim and chumash. That's the Tosis and Baba Kama, and the Afyud Aleph and Baba Kama. Tosis holds that Agav is only a kinyan de rabbanan. They interpret a whole sugya like that. The premise of the whole sugya is that Agav is only a kinyan de rabbanan. It's no good than a term. Tosis in Kiddushin assumes that that was not so. Rabbi Kivega points out. The steer between Rabbi Kivega and the Gilian Ashaz points out that there are two opinions in Tosis. So if you hold the Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanan, then there's room to argue the point and to say what the Tosis raises. Maybe the Chachamim only instituted Agav in the Rabbanan on behalf of Jews. Maybe they never invented the Eshmeyayin. Maybe they never made such a Takana the Rabbanan that Kinyan Agav should be done on behalf of Nachrim. So with Lamaisa, we make six Kinyan. See, when I used to sell chametz to my next door neighbor, he used to have a nochri next door neighbor. So the only chametz I had to sell was bottles of schnapps that I got on Purim for Shalach Mamas. So my next door neighbor enjoyed drinking schnapps. So he used to put all the bottles of schnapps in one cardboard box. And he paid me $20 for the whole thing. And I said, if you have anything left after the holiday, I'll be happy to buy it back. Everything disappeared the same night. He drank all the schnapps the same night. And he died from a liver ailment because of drinking too much. So so I made a kinyan mo'ois. I sold all the bottles of schnapps at $20. No down payment. That was the whole payment. I said, if you have anything you want to sell it back after the underbuck, buy back. He never sold me back. He drank all the schnapps. So I made a kinyan ma'oi. Then he made a kinyan hagbon mashicha. He took it into his house. So I made, so that's bein l'rash, bein l'rabin etam. I solved the problem. But a rabbi is selling on behalf of 100 shpachas, 100 balabatim. He can't get the guy to make a hagbo on everybody's chum. The guy's going to be there all day long, going from one house to the other. So if you didn't do both Hagbor, Meshicha, and Ma'os, then you already have a Machlekes. You just did Ma'os. So that's only valid according to Rashi. This Rashi over here. Rashi Paskin's like Rish Lakish, because the Rav said, Kro Masnita, Mesaile the Rish Lakish. Rashi Paskin's like Rish Lakish. But Tosis says we should Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why, to satisfy Tosis Shita, we make another five kinyon. So we make chotzer, we make agav, we make dina de machusa, we make chalipin, and we make the kinyan kifi minigam dina. We make all of these kinds. And each kinyan has a pick. Yeah. But the eved, if he didn't make all the six kinyanim, he made three or four or something. But the eved, he can't say that he's in violation of bayirah, by motzei. Because all these pikpukim, these are not the generally accepted opinion. But that's the common practice. We make all the six kinyan. We mentioned last week that the first tshuva in the Nachlas Yaakov is a collection of tshuvas written by the Nesivis. The first half is by the Nesivis and by his grandson. He had a grandson who is a big tamacho. So the first tshuva was written by the Nesivis to the rabbi in Buchoch in Galicia. The rabbi tainted, how can you institute Mechiras Chametz in scale like you're doing? Rabbi selling Chametz for all the Balabatim, he tainted the passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni has like this. There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas B'chukos, said this week said, it says, when you have Maaseh Sheni, it's Kodesh. If you pay the Maaseh Sheni, you have to give Shavio. Let's say the Maaseh Sheni is worth $500. So you have to be paid the $500. Take the money to Yerushalayim. You can only be paid on Kesef. You can't be paid on Shava Kesef. That's the Gemara in Hazor. Pigyan Maaseh Sheni is one of the three cases. Usually we say shavu kesef kesef. When you get married, you give shavu kesef. You give a ring, and when you make pidyon ben, you can give a shavu kesef. You can give a becher. You can give whatever you want. Egel zel pidyon mini, talas zel pidyon mini. The Gemara has kesef. You can give anything. You can't give karka avoda mishtaris, but other metaplim you can give. So the Gemara says in kol tarkula nizikin you can pay shavu kesef. There are only three cases where it's not. One is Machsah Shekel, and one is Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. The third one is only Midirabban. So, the Pasuk says, if the Maaseh Sheni is worth $500, and the farmer himself has paid his own Maaseh Sheni, it's not enough to give $500. You have to add on another chumash. Chumash is 25%. So how much is 25% of $500? So that's 25 times 5. That's $125. So the keren is $500. We would have thought chumash is 1/5, 20%. So the Gemara says wrong. Chumash is 25%. So if the Maaseh Sheni is worth $500, you have to be Maaseh Chumash You have to add another $125 in addition. So there's a Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni that says, Ketzen marimim ala Ma'aseh Sheni nevdoso melo chomesh. How can you pull a fast one? How do you have a patent? What's an Eitzah to be paid in a Ma'aseh Sheni? The farmer's going to be paid his own Ma'aseh Sheni, but he doesn't want to add another $125. Yes, it's in Yerushalayim another week. They spend another $125 worth. It's bad enough. He doesn't have time. He works for a living. He goes to visit Yerushalayim, and he wants just to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni at $500. Doesn't want to add another $125. So the Mishnah says, how can you do that? Ketzen marimim ala Ma'aseh Sheni levdos melo chomesh. So if I give the Ma'aseh Sheni, I have bushels and bushels. If I give the Ma'aseh Sheni to my next door neighbor, we're friendly, and I'll give it to him, and then I'll be paid. So I'm paid to someone else's Ma'aseh Sheni. But we pass the Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya. He can't succeed in giving it over the Matana. If it would be Mama Bailam, you'd be able to sell it. You'd be able to give it the Matana. But because we pass the Machalot Ha'meir Abyudah, and here we pass like Rab Meir, unusual. Ha'meir Abyudah usually Alochik Rab Yudah, when a Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailam. But here the Gemara said at the end of the second parak in Kedushin, Paschal like Rab Meir, the Matani is Mama Gavoya. So it's not Niklim with Matana. So the Gemara says that, so the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni says, Ketzer Ma'arim Amala Ma'aseh Sheni Livdos Belechomet. How can you, what patent can you come up with to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni with only $500, not having to be required to add on an additional $125? So the Gemara says, if your next door neighbor is friendly with him, you give him the $500. If you give him with strings attached, I'm giving you the my $500 only on the condition you're going to use it to be paid in my Ma'aseh Sheni. So then it's my money, so that I'm being paid in my Ma'aseh Sheni. I do have to add chomish. So I have to give him the $500 with 10 any strings attached. So the next day, maybe a wise guy will say, thank you very much, and I'm going to pocket the money. So it says, if I'm very friendly with my next door neighbor, and he understands what I'm driving at, and he's not going to pull a fast one, so I give him the $500, and he's paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni b'li chomish. So the Yerushalmi has a comment on that Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. We're permitting ha'arama, that's what we call in English a legal fiction. We permit ha'arama, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, when you pay the Yerushalmi, Ma'aseh Sheni really is in the normal course of events. He would have to give $625, not $500. $500 garen. An additional $125, that's chomesh, another 25%. So he's doing a harama. In the normal course of events, he would have to add the 125. So the Yerushalmi says there, on that Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni, we only permit harama to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni b'li chomesh because the Pasuk says, if it'll be too difficult to transport all of the Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, he has tons of oranges of Ma'aseh Sheni. He can't eat some of the oranges. He'll get diarrhea. He can't eat so much. He's going to have to give it up. What's he going to do? So the Torah says, "V'tzarta kesef yada, be paid the nasata bab kesef." You should take money and be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni, and then take the money to Yerushalayim and Sata Kes Ba Boko Batsona Ba Yain Ba Shechar. You can buy meals there, and that's how you're paid in Ma'aseh Sheni. So since it says Kirchak Mimchamok and Kilo Suchosei Suki Varechacho Hashem Alakecho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a blessing, a bountiful year, Ki Varechacho Hashem Alakecho, because Baruch HaKsiba. Because the Torah says, we allow you to do pigyon because of you were blessed, you had so much crops. So since Baruch HaKsibo, so the Torah is implying, use whatever stunts you have available to you to save money. So we only permit ha'arama to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni b'li chomesh because it says, ki yivarechach Hashem alakecha. But over here, by Mechiras Chametz, there's no pasuk ki yivarechach. So the normal course of events, you have a dinner by your rabbi matzah. He said, that's not right, that you're selling the chametz to the goy, then you leave it in your house. Exactly what the Torah doesn't want you to do, to leave the chametz in the house. So that's not right. You're doing a harama outside of the area of Pidyam Hasheni, Balich Omesh, we don't permit it. That's what the Rabban Butchach sent a letter to the Nesivos, because the Nesivos is the one who basically instituted Mechiras Chametz as we know it today on a grand scale. Every rabbi sells all the Chametz to all the Balabatim, and nobody gets rid of the Chametz. So the Nesivos' response, he says, go fly a kite, don't bother me, don't hack me with your Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that we do permit harama. The Pashtus, we said it last week, there are two different kinds of harama. Harama by Mechiras Chometz, what, you're going to sell all the Chometz to the Goy, you're not going to destroy anything. No, there's a mitzvah, Achbaim, Arishin Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to destroy whatever Chometz you have in the house. The mitzvah is not enhanced if you have a ton of Chometz or you have 2 pounds of Chometz. It's not considered a bigger mitzvah if you burn more. You have to destroy the last bit of Chometz that you have. So if you have a ton of Chometz and you sell 99% of the Chometz and 1% you save and you burn it, see, it's the same mitzvah, but you burn 1% the last bit of Chometz, so you burn 100% of all of the Chometz. So if you sell 99%, you did a haram in order not to violate by Yiroh, by Matzah, but you didn't do a haram to pat yourself on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You are being the kind of mitzvah. You say, bracha and bedikas chometz. I'll be a chometz. And then you found a ton of chometz. Then you don't destroy anything. So you didn't do any beer chometz. So that's not right. So you have to destroy some of the chometz. You have to destroy 100 pounds. You have to destroy a ton. You destroy 2 pounds of chometz, and the rest of it you sell to the nachrei. You see, by Pidyan Ma'asisheni below Chomesh, I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter to do a harama there. Because that's a mitzvah. You say, bracha when you pay the Ma'asisheni. When the farmers pay the Ma'asisheni out the money, he says, bracha, shekadishan, the mitzvah, shekadishan, the mitzvah, shekadishan, pidyan Ma'asisheni. And then when he goes to Yerushalayim with the money, and he goes to a restaurant and he buys bakabatsana bayan mashach, he buys salami sandwiches with beer, with wine, with everything. Then he says the bracha as he buys it, Shekhishan Tasan Achilol Maisusheni. It crosses the Kedusha over from the money onto the sandwich, and he eats the sandwich, but Kedusha of the Tahara. You're not allowed to eat it in a state of tuma. Not the item of man of the Tomei. He has to say Vigay Maisa, and Erev Pesach of the 4th year, and Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, the 7th year. It says, "Be'ati Hakodesh Menachem and son, lo be'ati v'man of the tumah." I didn't consume it in the state of tumah. So he has to be, he has to take the money to Yerushalayim. So that's a mitzvah. And when you do the pidyon, you say bracha. If it weren't a mitzvah, there wouldn't be a lachatchila deraisa. That's a tesis in the end of Nida. Tesis postulates that klal. When is it shach to have a lachatchila deraisa and b'di'evit? L'chatchila should have done it like this, but B'di'evit is good without that. So Tosfos says, you have a lot of times dinim d'rabbanan like that. L'chatchila the get should have been written like this, B'di'evit is mutl like that. L'chatchila you shouldn't cook in a treif of pateina ben yomo, but B'di'evit if you did, it doesn't make treif. So whenever there's a din of l'chatchila and B'di'evit, and these kind of things, it's only d'rabbanan. Where do you have a l'chatchila B'di'evit there? I say in a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah b'shalim musa and a mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa. Take, for example, you have a korban chatas, so you need 4 zrikas and the dalet karnas hamizbeh. What if you didn't do all the 4 zrikas, you did 1 zrika? So, but you have a yotzei l'mitzvah, shalom, bishlei musa. Or let's say you pay the ma'aser sheni, so you ma'aser chaymish. The din is that tosefet chaymish is not me'akev. How can it be? So why do you need it? Chatchil is not me'akev, but you have the answer is, pidyon ma'aser sheni is not merely a matir. It's a mitzvah. You say, bracha, shekhashan, so no, pidyon ma'aser sheni. So to fulfill the mitzvah, Bishlei Musa, Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, if the farmer himself is put in Gol Yigolish Mimaisro, Chamishisa Yasifalab, that's the pasuk in the end of Bechul Kaisai. So the mitzvah, Bishlei Musa, is to give Karen the Chamish. If you gave Karen without Chamish, Bidi Yevid, it's in the mitzvah, Shalom Bishlei Musa. And he goes to Olam HaTchar, they'll give him less Chak. He was only Mekat in the mitzvah, Shalom Bishlei Musa. Let's say you do chalitza. So lechatchil, chalitza is a mitzvah. So lechatchil, the chalitza has 3 parts. Chalitza, sandal, taking off the shoe from the right foot. And then you have to do rekita. The imam has to spit in front of the oven on the floor. She doesn't spit in his face. She spits on the floor. And then she has to do the kriyas hapsukim. She says, "Mein yivam elohakim shem liyisrael." He says, "Lachafatzi lekata." They say the psukim back and forth. So we ask from the halacha that the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakev, and the rekita is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasambo. So it's not miyakev. Why do you need it? The answer is Tosfos answers at the end of Nida. The chalitza is a mitzvah. Chalitza is a mitzvah. There's a machlokes achrayim whether the mitzvah of chalitza is even if Yivam is 95 years old. She's not planning to remarry, or no, maybe it's only a mitzvah. If she's planning to remarry, then it's a mitzvah. But it's not just a matir, it's not merely a matir. A get is only a matir. There's no heder mitzvah to make a fancy get. And any lachatchil in Hilchas Gittin, Tosfos in Gittin points out, if something is only lachatchil, it's not miyakeh b'dieved, that's a dead giveaway that the whole din lachatchil is only midirabon. Because a get is merely a matir, it's not a mitzvah. And a matir does make sense. Tava lechatchila deraisa. If it's muta b'riyev, it's muta lechatchila. So the Pashto says that Yerushalmi that the B'chacha Rav quoted, that the only case in Kol HaTorah Kula that we permit our Rama is pinyam case of Ma'arimim ala Masashen levdos b'lechomesh. That's an exception to the rule. There you're doing our Rama to pati yourself from fulfilling a mitzvah bishlei musa. We shouldn't have allowed that. That haram is, should not have been allowed. Haram in a mitzvah is not right, because you should really do the mitzvah bishlei musa. You should do mitzvah. You shouldn't try to avoid doing mitzvahs. So they need a pasuk to say that you're allowed to do haram to pati yourself from not doing the mitzvah bishlei musa. But mechiras chametz is a haram to avoid violation of the nisa. We are going to destroy some of the chametz. Not going to destroy all the chametz. We're going to destroy some of the chametz. So as long, so then the haram of selling 99% of the chametz to the goy, that's haram to avoid violation of the loisaseh by yirah by must. But it's not haram to relieve yourself from fulfilling the mitzvah. No, it's a bracha al bir chametz when he starts the bedike, and he finishes the mitzvah. And he's going to destroy some of the chametz. Doesn't have to destroy the whole ton of chametz. He should destroy 2 pounds of chametz and sell the remaining part to the goy. Yeah. So this haroma, this is a major topic. Rav Soloveitchik always used to recommend in Maria to the Balabatim and in the yeshiva and in Boston to the Balabatim, they always used to recommend you should not rely on with Tiras Chometz for Chometz Bien, on bread and cake and cookies. You should only do Mechiras Chometz on Taruvas Chometz. Why? Because there is a Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos on Kuflan, the Testament base. The Gemara says there was a young Talmud Chacham that's called Tzurva Midir Abonim. Tzurva Abonim means young Talmud Chacham, younger than 40. Over 40, he's already old Talmud Chacham. So there was a Tzurva Abonim who had, on the other side of the river, he had a farm. And he wanted to go on Shabbos to see if everything is okay with the farm. See, he's not going to go announce that he's going to see what's going. How's he going to get to the other side of the river? So there was a ferry that didn't charge any fee, and the people were going to the ferry. But because it didn't, ain't shot enough in their mind. You're not allowed to go on a ferry. So the ferry left every hour on the hour. So the two of them, the Rabbanim, the young Talmid Chacham, lay down on the ferry to take a nap. He made believe he's taking a nap. And then the ferry left half an hour later, and he may believe he's sleeping. And then when the ferry arrived to the other side of the river, he makes believe he wakes up, and he walks, so he goes for a stroll, and he goes to see what's doing on his farm, right, until after Shabbos. So one of the Balabatim saw what he did, and he complained to his Rebbe, "Your Talmud acted improperly. He violated the din derabbanan that he went on a ferry on Shabbos. You're not supposed to go." So the Rebbe defended this Talmud and he said, "My Talmud is a Tzurva Midirabbanan and he's permitted to do a Harama because the prohibition not to go on a ferry is only the Rabbanan. It's not a Din Deraisa." So the Bechor Shor, by the author of the Tua Shor in Hilchas Shechita, so the Bechor Shor writes in the Sefer HaPsachim that you shouldn't rely on a harama to violate an isa deraisa. The Gemara says the only permit harama for a tzurva midrabban for Talmud Chacham, the only pamida harama on a din derabban. So that's what the Bchor Shor says, that bal yiroya on cake and cookies and bread, that's mamish bal yiroya deraisa. Bal yiroya on tarugas chamas, Rabbi Natam says, and the first tesis, and Kate said the oivren, as it say, the third perik in Psochen. I think Bama oivren, I forgot already. So Rabbi Natam holds that bal yiroya by motze on tarugas chamas is only the rabbana. By Rod there is only a chametz bien, and Tarubis Chametz only the Rabban. So since Bal Yiroa and Tarubis Chametz only the Rabbanon, so there we permit Haram, but on chametz bien we don't permit Haram. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that. So there he encouraged even the Balabatim, they shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz for chametz bien, because it's a Haram on a din deraisa. The Pashtus is that it's very difficult chumra. The Pashtus is the Gemara there means a totally different thing. If you sell the chametz to a goy, that's what we call in English a legal fiction. It belongs to the goy, so there's no bal yiroya. So I'm not in violation of bal yiroya. I'm not selling all of the chametz. I'm selling 99% of the chametz. And 2 pounds of the chametz I'm going to burn. I'm going to destroy. So I'm not mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. And my mechira was chametz is to avoid violation of bal yiroya. On the remaining 98 pounds of chametz. Over here, though, the tzur midrabanan, it's not a legal fiction. It's illegal. He made believe that he took a nap on the ferry, went across the river, and then he made believe that he woke up. So the whole thing was a fake. That's not a legal fiction. That's illegal. He outright violated the din derabanan, but he made it look like an accident. So that's a chiddush nifla that the Gemara says. So if you got, let's say, on Shabbos, there are 3 categories of prohibition. There's a malacha deraisa, there's a malacha derabbanan, and then there's a gzeira. Let's say, let's take an example. Let's say, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, it's a gzeira that you may break off a branch. So what are you going to say? Whoever climbs on a tree is in violation of kotzer. No, he didn't do kotzer. It's prohibited midrabbanan to climb on a tree because it may lead to that. So that's a gzeira derabbanan. A malacha derabbanan means he's doing a malacha midrabbanan. Let's say you plug in the fan or you plug in the refrigerator so it starts to work. So what malacha did you do over here? So we assume that Chazon Ish used to assume that when you plug in a fan or you plug in a refrigerator, that's a misakimana min haTorah. And recently, really, most have not accepted that. Most assume that it's only a Mesakim Manam at the Rabbanim. It's not a real Mesakim Manam at the Rabbanim. Nothing is broken. If you have a broken automobile, something is broken, the watch is broken, and you fix it, so that's Mesakim Manam. But if you wind the watch stopped going, and you set the clock and you wind it, now it ticks away, or you plug in, or you plug in the refrigerator, you plug in the fan, and it starts to function. We assume that putting a system in motion is a Mesakim Manam Midrabban. So that's a Malacha Midrabban. So a Malacha Midrabban is not going to help that you're a Tzurva Midrabban, and you're going to make it look like an accident. So you're doing a Malacha Midrabban, you're not allowed to. But if it's only a Gzeira, you're not allowed to do this, lest it lead to that. But basically, this is really Mutter. It's only a Gzeira Midrabban. The Malachas of Rola Insight also. All the malachas from the Rabbana were instituted because of a gzera. The pasuk said, the last pasuk in Achrei Mois says, "Ushmatam es mishmati l'dilti asos michukos hatov esa elo shenasu lefnechem." So Gemara Yevam is Daf Chafalim says that pasuk, "Ushmatam es mishmati," is the basis of the din. Hey, mamish losh edvar manshek nesak doyla. The beginning of the Baisheni period. So they had 3 mottos. So one motto was "Aseis yaglater." Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres Rabbanim were instituted by the Anshek Nes HaGdolah during the period of the Baisheni. The Baal HaTanya has a whole drasha why that's so. But that is a fact. They made most of the Gzeres. So making a Malachim Rabbanim is also because of Shmatam is Mishmati. But after they instituted the Malachim Rabbanim, you're not allowed to plug in a fan, you're not allowed to plug in a refrigerator. That's a malachim in the rabbanus. It doesn't help Amit Amachacham, and I'm not gonna fix a broken automobile. This is a malachim in the rabbanus. Masakamana in the rabbanus. But you're not allowed to go across the river on a ferry. Lest it lead to that. So if the fellow's a tzur mirabban, he knows what's azay, he knows what's mutter. So it should really be mutter. But you can't allow the tzur mirabbanan. Can't say the gzeirah is only applied to balabatim and doesn't apply to tamir chacham. The balabatim are going to see the tamir chacham doing the yisur. They're going to do the same thing. They're not going to realize it's going to be maybe they are there by them. So the tzur mirabbanan, we allow him to violate a gzeirah mirabbanan if he makes it look like an accident, if he does it by harama. But it's not a harama, a legal fiction. No, it's illegal. He's outright violating the gzeirah. But the chachamim wamekel, we have a few gemaras like that. The chachamim wamekel, we permit a tzur mirabbanan to violate a gzeirah if he's going to do it in such a way that it looked like an accident, and the balabatim will not learn from him to do something that's also for them. That's a different gemara. But here we would allow, like the Nesida says, here the Balabai Matze, we would allow harama. It's a different harama. Here it's a harama, legal fiction. So harama is mutar even by dinim deraisa. It's not two different kinds of harama. Two different kinds of harama. I was going to say just a few words on the Parsha. Parsha's Bahar begins with the dinim of Shemitah and Yovel. Every 7th year is Shemitah. And then, if the Bez Nagodol is counting, Safar Telecho Sheva Shabbos Hashanim, Safar Telecho in the singular refers to Bezn, Usvartem Lachem in Parshas Emor, and the plural means Svir Lachalechot V'yachod. Each individual Jew has to count Svir Sa'imer. And Safar Telecho in the singular means that Bez Nagodol should count. So most of the Rishonim assume that the Bez Nagodol is needed to count to create Yovel, that Shemitah happens by itself automatically. You don't need a bezin. The Chachmei Provence, the Ravid with the Balamor, with the Meiri, they were of the opinion that Shemitah should take effect. It doesn't happen by itself. Even though it says Shabbos, like Shabbos Bereshis, and Shabbos Bereshis sets in by itself. You don't need Bnei Yisrael to create Shabbos. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mekadesh of all the Shabbosim, but they were of the Chachmei Provence, were of the opinion, that was the way they had to give some Gemara, that just like Yovel, you need a Bezin to count the year. So Shemitah also, if you don't have a central Bezin, counting Shemitah doesn't happen by itself. The Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, that when Shemitah comes to a close, it's Meshamet, the Chodesh Shvi, it's Meshamet, it's B'Seifa, B'Sofa. So it says, Lo yigos esrei v'sochir. You're not allowed to ask for the halvah. You're not allowed to pass to the loyve. You should pay back the halvah. Ki korosh mita l'ashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has canceled all the debts. So there's a commentary printed in the Cross of Novos. It's called Yonus ben Azil. We know it's not by Yonus ben Azil. The Gemara says he only wrote on Chumash. He didn't write. He only wrote on Novi, and he wanted to write on Ksuvim, and they didn't let him in Hashemayim, because they didn't want people to know when Mashiach is going to come. So they didn't let him write a commentary on Ksuvim. But on Chumash, it's not Yonus ben Azil, it's someone else. So it's a question how reliable it is. Many claim that it was written by one of the Karoim, because every so often he has things that are against Mishnah, it's against Allah. And many Svarim were written to defend all of these problematic Yonus ben Azil. They say that they represent the sheep of other Tanaim that were not quoted in the Gemara. Okay, possibility. So, so on that pasuk, Kikara Shmita Lashem, in the Targum, that what we call Targum Yonis, it's really Tafyud, it's Targum Yerushalmi. The two versions of the Targum Yerushalmi. So the Targum that they call Targum Yonis, and Ezeel, so it says Kikara Shmita Lashem, because the Bezin declared it Ashnasa Shmita. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Quintus, Oitzvus Yosef, he has a whole 100-page Quintus on Dinish Mita B'Zman Hazeh. So he says, apparently, there are this Yonus ben Azil goes with the Shitas Chachmei Provence. that just like Yovel doesn't have by itself, you need a bezin counting the years. The Sefer Telechos, the Shemitah doesn't have by itself either. You need a bezin counting the years. So that's what their opinion is, that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not only not their eyes, it's not even with the Rabbanim. It's only a Midas Chasidus. And if you don't want to, you don't have to observe it Bechlam. It's in Gansan, a different Shita. That's, we mentioned that Rav David Karlina has a long tshuva, Shelas David. He was a major Poisek. They had big Derech Eretz for him, Rav Chaim Oizer and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. They felt he was a goyin, a goyinim. So he has a tshuva about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. So he says, you shouldn't include in your tshuva, don't refer to anything from the Raivir and the Balamor and the Meiri, that they hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not only the Rab, is not only not their Reis, it's not even the Rabban, it's only a Midas Chasir. He says, we can't rely on that at all. That's in Gamsen, a different sheet. Acham Avadia, his tshuva about Shemitah, he starts with that. He starts with the Shemitah, Shitas Chachmei Provence, that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only a Midas Chasidus. That's Rab David Kalina said, we shouldn't even mention those Shitas. It's Obo B'cheshbon, as it's Nitcha Legamrei. Anyway, but the accepted opinion is, you need a Bezen to count to make Yovel. You don't really need a Bezen to count Shemitah. Shemitah should really happen by itself. Just like Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis happens by itself. Every Saturday is Shabbos Chal by itself. So Shemitah is Chal by itself. However, the Sifra has a machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim, where the Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, there I said, there are bonum. Why? Because Yovel is not Noig Bizman Hazeh, because the Pasuk says, the cross major ba'aris l'chol yoshveha. That's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Thou should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants, l'chol yoshveha. So the Gemara in the end of Erechin comments, Bizman should call yoshveha aleha. But the majority of the world Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael, and they have Chalukah L'Shvatim and so on. Then you have Yovel. So the Zman is that we don't have Yovel at all. So the Sifra has a Machlokes, Teres Kahanim has a Machlokes, which the Gemara alludes to. The Gemara never quotes it explicitly. The Gemara alludes to it, and Rashi on the Gemara quotes it. Machlokes is ready in the Chachamim. Since Shemitah has to lead up to Yovel, so maybe since we know in advance that there isn't going to be any Yovel, because we don't have Kol Yoshveh Aleho, so maybe the Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. So that's how we basically paskin. We paskin like Rabbi, the Gemara, the first daf in Ma'id Katan, and this will be a Prusbel in different places. The Gemara seems to assume we paskin like Rabbi, that since the Shemitah today cannot lead up to Yovel because we're lacking Kol Yoshveh Aleho, so the Shemitah is only observed, the Shemitah is only made in the Rabban. The Rambam writes that Trumas and Maisis Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. Why should that be only Midr Rabbanan? So that's the Beit Halevi and his Chuvah's quotes from his son, Rab Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva and Valojin. He's very proud about the fact that his son is the Rosh Yeshiva and Valojin. So he says, Rab Chaim gave the following interpretation in the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get that idea from? That Chuvah Samaisis is only Midr Rabbanan. Why should it be Midr Rabbanan? The Kedusha Zorz is their Isa. Rab Chaim says, because as a din, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle is it to know whether you mafresh Maisa Sheni and Maisa Rani. The first 2 years you mafresh Maisa Sheni, the third year you mafresh Maisa Rani, the fourth and the fifth year you mafresh Maisa Sheni, the sixth year you mafresh Maisa Rani, the seventh year you're not mafresh anything. And then even the difference between the first year and the second year, the din is, that's the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. So the more derives from that Pasuk, Shana Shana, you're not allowed to be mafrish, Mishana Zu Al Chavato. You're not allowed to be mafrish, Chumas Maisa, from 1 year to the next, even though the Hafrachas are exactly the same. The first 2 years and the fourth and the fifth years are exactly the same. So why can't you be mafrish, Mishana Al Chavato? The answer is, to determine Hafrachas Maisas, you have to have Shemitah. Should be there, I said. Which year of the Shemitah cycle is it? Whatever year it is of the Shemitah cycle, that'll determine what kind of Truma Samaisis to give and how you should be mafreshed. So if Yovel doesn't exist today, so the Shemitah is only make believe Midr Rabbanan. So the whole Truma Samaisis is only Midr Rabbanan. Truma Samaisis depends on what year of the Shemitah cycle is it. That's the beautiful explanation that the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rav Chaim. Why the Rambam says that the Hafresh is Trumas and Maaseh ben Ban Hazeh is only with the Rabbanan. There's so many dinim in Bahar B'chukai saying, whoa, we lain B'chubarim, we lain two sedras. So there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Preacher. The Hagos Maimini writes on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, when you lain two sedras B'chubarim, you should be mechabit the two sedras equally. You shouldn't give one sedra more aliyahs than the other. So we should be mechabit people properly. If you're going to give one person more kavod than the other, say if this person deserves more kavod, okay, but if they're equal and you're going to give one more kavod than the other, you're going to cause friction, you're going to cause jealousy. So we should train ourselves with the sedras. So what do you mean you give equal number of aliyahs when you're laying Bahar B'chukai San? So that's a machlokes. So the priest is of the opinion that the Gabbai has to make up his mind in advance. How many aliyahs is he going to give? We give seven aliyahs, then we give maftir. So in some shuls, they always have at least 10 aliyahs to make more money on the mishaderos. For the shul, you need more hafnasa for the shul. So if you plan to give 10 aliyahs, you should give 5 and 5. If you plan to give 12 aliyahs, you should give 6 and 6. And the Taz disagrees, and he says, no, that the main thing is really only the Zayin Kruim. So the Zayin Kruim, you should give the first seven aliyahs. The rest is just like stuff, it's not so important. So the Zayin Kruim, you should divide equally. You should give 3.5 aliyahs of the Zayin Kruim in the first sedra, 3.5 in the second sedra. In other words, you mechaber the two sedras with revi. Then after you mechaber the two with revi, then you can make as many hasafas as you want in the second sedra. That's my colleagues, the Taz and the precious Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father. His father recommended whenever you're laying two sedras mechuborim, because it's a machlokes, the Taz and the Prisha, how you divide the aliyahs, he recommended you shouldn't make any hasafas, nor not the loza harayin in a machlokes, whether you have to be mechaba with revi, or you should give 5 and 5 and 6 and 6. Don't make any hasafas and shine nice. Someone just called me before, right before the shiur began. He's making a bar mitzvah for his son, and the boy's got a lane. And they're having a lot of people are coming, especially for the bar mitzvah. So usually when you have a bar mitzvah, an oifruf, usually you give hoisofas, you make more hoisofas. But because it's mechubarim, so he remembers that Rav Soloveitchik suggested, in the name of his father, Moshe, that he shouldn't make any hoisofas. Yeah. Okay, whatever we do, we should do, we should lay. The meaning is, the Gemara says that Ezra made a takana that the Shabbos before Shavuos, you should lay in the Techecha. Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, you should lay in the Techecha. Shabbos before the Techecha in Tisavoy, and the Shabbos before Shavuos, you should lay in the Techecha and the Chukosan. So Tosha says it's not the Shabbos before, it's the second Shabbos before. Okay. Techecha Shana v'kir l'asel, Techecha Shana v'kir l'asel. Okay.
Amen.
We're going to have to learn something, I don't know, next week or maybe 2 weeks in a row. We'll have to learn in your name, Bachar Shavuos. And here we left. I'd like to, next time we go back to Bechorah's Gimel on the base, I'd like to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Gimel on the base. Adam Alevim, a pota from Pidyon Aben, and pota from Pidyon Petach Amor. Or Be'im Torah, they do have. But Pidyon Aben and Petach Amor, now why? Where does it come from? The Gemara has a whole complicated limud. Okay. So we're going to have to cover that. We want to be healthy. Okay.
Good enough. Thank you.
Very good.